Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After 10 years as president of MIT, L. Raphael Reif will step down at the end of this year. Reif helped grow the institute's physical footprint and its financial resources, but he also got tangled up in controversies around fundraising. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to tell us more about Reif's tenure. Hi there, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
Max, what kind of president was Reif?
I think in one sense, he was a very successful one. As you said, he was very good for MIT's bottom line. You know, for many years, MIT had depended more on research grants than on having a large private endowment like they have across town at Harvard. But that kind of started to change substantially under Reif. He raised $6 billion, Rupa, in a global capital campaign. He sort of developed that high-rise commercial real estate that you see in Kendall Square and that now earns the Institute considerable rent. And then across his 10 years, MIT's endowment has nearly tripled. Now it's over $27 billion. And I think many, you know, large endowments have grown a lot during that time, especially in the last year, but it's still a remarkable track record.
Yeah, okay. So fundraising, though, is only part of a university president's job. So should we be asking how did MIT itself change under Reif's oversight?
Yeah, I think that's a more interesting question, and it leaves students and faculty a bit more divided, I think. MIT has long struggled to feel like a sort of universally welcoming place, Rupa. You've got top engineers, scientists, many of them male, many white, with sometimes a kind of tunnel vision or worse, you know, kind of lacking sensitivity as a pattern. I spoke to Raul Radovitsky, who's a professor of aeronautics there. He's also head of house at McCormick Hall, which is MIT's only all-women's dorm. And Radovitsky said Reif did start to kind of curb that tendency and gradually, he said, humanize the place.
There are some things that maybe were accepted 10, 20 years ago, and today we don't accept. He doesn't deserve all the credit for that. But, you know, I think he opened up the Institute to that change in philosophy.
Rupa, Reif is kind of he cuts an imposing figure. He's a tall electrical engineer. But Radovitsky says he also did kind of have a softer side. He'd meet with his first-year advisees, like all the other faculty members, on a regular basis. And he even would come to the events like the McCormick Hall karaoke night. I'm told he sung the reggaeton hit Despacito.
I wish we had sound of that. Okay, but but he also had critics. So what are they saying?
From what I can tell, Rupa, he had kind of a lot of them. Whatever has changed recently, MIT is still not this entirely warm and cuddly place. Jonathan King, who's taught there since 1970, edits the faculty newsletter, which has often sort of sparred with Reif. King says he has been a great fundraiser, but that over time became a problem.
So I would say Reif was very competent, and he competently led MIT step by step in the wrong direction.
For King and his camp, the wrong direction means agreeing to take millions of dollars from the Saudi government or from hedge fund billionaires or the right-wing industrialist David Koch, who had sowed doubt about climate change. King said it was therefore kind of not a surprise when we learned in 2019 that MIT Labs had taken millions under the table from Jeffrey Epstein years after he was convicted of preying on minor girls. Reif maintains that he didn't know about the Epstein gifts as they were happening, but MIT is even now kind of overhauling their gifts policy to make it more reliably ethical.
So what do you think happens now?
Well, Reif will serve out the end of the year, as you said, and then he'll go on sabbatical. Eventually, he says he'll plan to return to the job where he started 40 years ago as a faculty member in electrical engineering. Several people told me they hope MIT's next president won't have to focus so much on fundraising or real estate development, but will instead give time to the sort of core mission. So that's great teaching, groundbreaking research. And then with $27 billion in the bank, Rupa, you might say, why not?
I'm sure some people are. Okay, WBUR's Max Larkin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.